Welcome to Enclave on Air. I'm your host today, Jax DiEugenio. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Connie Lai, MD, about a retrospective dual-center study examining post-induction treatment strategies in metastatic colorectal cancer. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Lai discussed how the study addressed the ongoing lack of consensus regarding whether patients with metastatic colorectal cancer should continue maintenance therapy or take a treatment break following induction chemotherapy.
So would you want to start off giving us a little bit of, the inspiration and impetus for conducting this analysis?
So this retrospective study is based on the gap that we think is a space that hasn't had any consensus in the oncology field, because basically in the past there were some conflicting data on whether the patients should receive maintenance treatment or the treatment break after the induction chemotherapy for metastatic or colorectal cancer. So just as Optimox, it showed that there was benefit for maintenance therapy, but then other study actually showed that the treatment break is still non-inferior to the maintenance. So we would like to look into this space. So as a retrospective way, yeah.
Getting a bit into the analysis sort of design, what kind of patients were included? Can you walk us through that a little bit?
Oh, sure. So we have included the patient who have completed at least 4 cycles for induction chemotherapy. And they are after the first line of metastatic colorectal cancers. And then we recruited during the period of 2018 to 2022 in 2 centers, Hong Kong and Singapore. And then we collected their demographics, including their age, their metastatic sites, and their tumor site, and whether they have used any monoclonal antibodies during the induction, and the RAS mutation status. So, and we do it like a propensity score matching. So we do it 1-to-1 so that we can have 2 groups. One group is on the maintenance strategies after the induction chemo, and another group is on the treatment break.
What was reported in this analysis of ASCO?
So we have screened 5,194 patients, and at the end we got 372 patients into the analysis, and then that is 186 pairs. And then from what we have seen is that their maintenance strategies arm, they do have a superior overall survival. So it's talking about median OS of 35 months versus 23 months. Hazard ratio of 0.55, that's statistically significant, and also an improvement in their median progression-free survival of 14 months versus 9 months, which is statistically significant as well. Yeah. And then we do also have some subgroup analysis and showing that the patients with more than 3 metastatic sites, they do benefit a little bit marginally more with the maintenance strategies and those on the treatment arms. But I think that this is a good insight for us to have an idea on more evidence to say whether the patients should receive maintenance or they should go on the treatment break. We should have to gather more toxicity profile data as well. Or if we are doing it in a prospective way, then in the future, we may do it more on the quality of life analysis on how their maintenance strategies may impact our patients. I just want to add, in the previous trials that they do have the randomized trial on the maintenance strategies or treatment break, those was their error before the monoclonal antibody. So, there are no data on the anti-EGFR space. And then, so I think it's, changing quite rapidly. So I think even though in this space, it's, there isn't consensus, I think it works to do it. So that as clinician, we always, have a patient asking, how long should I have the treatment or be, then I think this provides evidence for us when we are counseling the patients.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Enclave on Air. Check back throughout the week for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.enclave.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. Enclave is also on social media. On X and Blue Sky, follow us at Enclave. On Facebook, give us a like at Enclave and follow our Enclave page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of Enclave on Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLab on Air.